Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
A secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Monday, April 11th, 2022. Sarah, Vinny, Bryn, and Nikki, we're all here. We're all back from our wonderful vacations. Except for Nikki, who did not get a vacation. How was your week?
I feel like you guys have been gone for a month, to be honest. Oh. I don't know why. I feel like it's been the longest week.
You missed us so much.
I did. I really did. It was just... I can't even remember what I did, to be honest.
You didn't do your homework. There's that.
I'm trying to think of what I did. I feel like a lot of things happened.
Why are you so anti-69?
You're
anti it. It's obviously not something you ever want to do.
Not really, but I'm willing to try it.
Don't you guys spend all day in bed like regular people?
For like a month.
At least that, yeah.
Well, one of those weeks, like a week and a half, I was on my period, so that's why. And then, I just didn't get around to it because I've actually been working a lot, not just this job, other miscellaneous.
Do you guys bang regularly or
no? Because we haven't seen each other.
But then
that
when
much.
You do see each other, don't you have a couple hours that you can be fooling around?
Yeah,
you just do it the one time and then watch TV for the rest of the time, or
yeah. Well, he's like he loves to go out and do things. So it's like, yeah, we have a few hours, but then he's a doer. He's like, we're going to go do this. We're going to do that.
What a pain in the ass.
Huh? That's a huge pain in the ass. Me and John, we would never do anything. I'd show up at his apartment in Lowell. I have to drive 2 hours to get to him.
Oh, my God.
I was like horny the whole time. Like, here I come. And I'd get to his house and we'd get in bed and then I'd leave Sunday night and we were in bed the whole weekend.
Oh, no. I leave Sunday night, but yeah, we're not.
You're not all for it out.
There was nothing else to do.
Sunday night. No, we... what do we do?
You can't even remember what you did.
Because I worked a lot. I'm not trying to avoid... I'm sorry. There's a lot of shit going on in my life.
Like what?
Oh, tell us everything.
Just like a lot of family shit.
And
then...
Drama?
Not so much
drama. The wedding's over.
No, not so much drama. Just like a lot of family stuff, like grandma stuff. And then family moving back into California. So I'm the person. If you want to go look at open houses, Sarah, I need help in Mill Valley. So that's what
are they gonna move to Mill Valley?
They're looking over there, and then I went to a couple in the city open houses.
Why is that on you when you have four sisters?
Yeah, and you've also got a full time
job. I'm always the point of contact in the
family. You're a full timer now.
Yeah, and then I was
telling. Listen, I am an assistant associate producer. I do not have time to take you guys on tours.
Well, no, I'm going. Like they're not here. They're.
Also, I'm famous. I'm Nikoko.
No, that's what I shouldn't say. That's
oh my god! You know what? During the vacation, you guys put up the coin hole. Thing.
Yeah, so I posted throwbacks
when we named her coin hole. I love that one.
Yeah, so I posted some throwbacks just to like keep the Instagram page going of you guys, and a lot of people were like just asking constantly, like through text or phone call. Where's Sarah and Vinny? They're on vacation.
So
I just did like throwback clips, and there was some funny stuff from back pre-pandemic, and just seeing like Bryn's short hair, and then the studio, like the little studio he had, and
oh, I know that was hilarious. He just had like this one little board, little dial and stuff.
Yeah,
it was so funny. It was like early days, like we still had our backgrounds. Vinny, you were sitting like you did not have that glorious wall behind you. I mean, it was a whole thing. It was fun. Yeah. That was fun. You did a good job with those. Yeah. So you were so busy, you couldn't do 69.
And then my parents and his parents had dinner together. So
big deal.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So you guys are getting married now.
So you're getting married.
It was just...
Wait, were you guys there?
Yeah, we were there.
So your parents and his parents and the two of you.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. That's
who negotiated that deal?
Beefcake, he wanted to do it, and we talked about it because we felt like our moms would really get along, which they do, and so we were just talking
this
about
is
it.
So cute.
And then he was just like, okay, my parents are free this weekend, and I was like, oh, okay. And then we found a restaurant in North Beach, and
so everybody trekked into the city.
Yeah, and it was so funny because we went to Lucia's wine bar, or I forget the whole name, since 1955 is the name. It's in North Beach, and she's there. the owner.
Oh, Lucia.
Yeah. Or whatever. And she's like in her 90s. And she sat with us almost the entire dinner. And it's like, I'm sitting next to my mom. I'm in the middle. And then Beefcake. And then my dad's sitting across from my mom. And his stepdad.
Am I the only one who finds that annoying when somebody.
Were you the only people there?
No. She did get up and talk to other people. It was so fucking funny. Because the entire time.
I find that aggravating. Like, she's servers who sit down with you or owners who come and, like, then you don't want to eat in front of
them. I had to, like, get in the booth. I basically, my ass was basically in her face to get in, and she was not moving over. I was like, okay. And then so she sat next to Beefcake, and I have one picture where her arm is literally on his bicep and leaning into him. And my dad took a picture, and she just kept saying, "You're so cute. You're so cute." Mm. Like, to him, and I was just crying.
She's a randy old broad.
I was
were
dying.
You jealous?
No, I was dying. And then she asked him, like, who's that girl like sitting next to you? And he goes, "Oh, that's my girlfriend." She goes, "Not your wife?" And he goes, "No." And he's like, "Good, you know, I've been married once. It's a..."
Wow. You guys picked the wrong place.
And the food was so good.
I'm sure.
And he was such he was such a good sport, because there's another group of guys that sat at the table on the opposite side of her, and she tried talking and they weren't having it, and he just was a really good sport and just talking
sat
to her.
And talk to her.
Yeah, yeah.
She said, "Hey lady, beat it."
The sad thing about North Beach is it used to be so great.
Mm-hmm.
And then I actually haven't been back in so long. Maybe it's gotten good again. I don't know. But there were some restaurants that closed that I liked. And
that
some
had been
restaurants
there forever.
And so I just kind of got like, I'm over it. I'm not going into town if I'm going to be, if there's only two restaurants left. Ugh.
Well, there were a lot of places closed, like boarded up. But what's so annoying is just the parking. Because especially North Beach, they have all of those parklets still. Which is fine, because there's small store. Some of them are small restaurants, but it was such a bitch to find parking, and like it was fine. Like
it's always been hard down there.
Yeah, but now it's like all the streets are taken up by the parklets. So,
parklets, as in
that's what they're called, right?
They build out those little outdoor restaurants, and they're on the curb in the
in
the street.
Right, they'll take up three spots right there.
Yeah, so I think it was the weekend when you guys were already in Hawaii, like the first Saturday, not this past Saturday, the first Saturday.
Don't worry, Coco. If those parklets weren't there, there would have been cars there and you wouldn't have gotten a spot there either.
So you just had to park that much farther away.
Yeah. You wouldn't have gotten any luck either way.
Yeah. Mm. So the dinner went really well. And
how do you even know? The lady was there disrupting things. It was like, we're trying to get these people to get to know each other, and you're sitting here.
Well, my parents talked, because also my parents are fans of the show, and then so is Beefcake. So they were like talking just about how funny this whole situation is.
It's hilarious. It's such a weird thing. And if it works out and you guys do wind up getting married and having kids, that's yet another notch in our matchmaking belt, Vincent.
I know. For real.
I hope there's not weird pressure to
keep it going because of that.
I hope there is.
Yeah, I really don't want that to be like, but this is so cute. It is a really neat meet. And yet, if you're not good, life is way too long to be like holding on to that.
Don't listen to him. Keep it going. This is amazing.
No, I thought of that too, Vinny. I think we both talked about that. And
good.
Yeah, yeah. But because it's like,
do it for the show.
Yeah, do it for LeGram. But no, we're not like that. But you know, it was mainly for our parents, so we didn't really need Beefcake or I talking.
So you guys took care of the old lady, and they got to get to know
each other. Yeah, yeah. So it was funny.
Speaking of the gram, this is a funny one, and I can totally see this happening. So I'll just read it to you, and we can maybe get some advice going for this person. Italian listener number one. Italian. See, it was like all these tie-ins. In need of great advice. My friend, let's call him Bill, typical Italian name, went viral here in Italy a few years ago. So Bill went viral because of a post he made about failure. He shared the difficulties he had at work and how a person's not defined by a failure and good stuff like that. Great message. It resonated with a lot of people. He went on TV. He got invited to a couple of big tech events. He got a bunch of followers. Like, this guy had it going on. Now he's been trying to recapture the magic. Right. Me and my group of friends are afraid he's making a fool of himself. Here's the deal. His 15 minutes of celebrity made him think that he should be an influencer. So he resigned 3 years ago from his job to pursue his dream full time.
Oh, God,
the issues
no.
we see, these are the. This is what the friends see. He's got 10,000 followers. It's not a lot, even for Italy. And the number is not growing. Bill has three young kids and a wife who has a low-paying part-time job. He's a great guy. We all love him because of his big heart, but he's just not good at it. Couple of examples. A semi-famous mountain climber died, and Bill made a whole video starting with, "We shouldn't judge him because climbing was his dream." But then by the end of the video, he's actually judging him because he did something dangerous without thinking about his wife and kids. He commented on an emergency law our parliament did to help Ukraine, saying the politicians now only do emergency laws to keep us down and not letting us be part of the democratic process, which may or may not be true, but maybe not using Ukraine to make that point. We tried to tell him in private that some things are not that good of taste or that are actually wrong, but he only sees that one moment of that one person that writes, "You changed my life. Thank you so much for being an inspiration," and sees our feedback as us not being supportive of his dream. We tried being delicate, gently suggesting things. He replies to us, "Thanks for the feedback," like we're a random follower on Facebook. We tried being more direct, like, "Hey, Bill, careful, that thing is not correct and you might not show up well." But when we do, he doubles down on that opinion. So my questions are, should we keep on letting him know what we think? And if so, how? Or should we shut up, ignoring the fact that we think he currently doesn't have the ability to pursue that dream, that he should just do it in his spare time so he can work and help support his family? My wife told me we did everything we could, more than that, and we would destroy him, and that we should just not talk about that one together. What do you think? Grazie. Ciao.
Grazie.
My first question is, are they in Italy watching?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
The English is a little stilty. I read it word for word, more or less.
No, I'm just amazed that you guys made it to Italy.
Well, don't be amazed.
Not amazed.
Amazed. Like, we've made it around the world.
That actually hurts my feelings.
We're everywhere.
Yeah. We're everywhere.
That's what I meant. I'm just very happy.
No syndication money for you. The internet. So I actually think that this happens more frequently than, like, somebody gets some run on something and then that's it. They're like, the taste of that excites them. They want more of it. They're hungry for it. It's like a band with a hit record.
It's not even that, because a band with a hit record, those people practice their instruments. Mm. They played around. They worked their asses off. And got lucky and got a hit. Getting a second hit ain't easy.
You're right. Everybody, but it's that
who's
taste
able to,
of it, right?
Yeah,
so now
yeah,
it's
but the
all
taste,
you want.
Sure. And I know a buddy who got that taste and was like, "We wanted more, but we just, you know, there's too many ways for you to fail in the music business." So it's not quite the same. But what I'd say is, you're right. He got a taste of something and went, "This is the easy life. And I like it.
This is what
and
I also, want people listening to what I have to say."
He was getting a lot of love. He's being told that he's great and made their day. And that's huge for anybody. You know, you hear that and you go, wow, I want to be important and helpful and have people like me and also be told that I made their day or that I changed their life. Who doesn't want to hear that? So I'm sure he's like empowered. The truth, worse, is the person who decides to be an influencer that's never even gotten a dose of it.
Right.
Like that, you can't figure out.
I'm an influencer. Who are you influencing? My mom.
I'm building it. It's going to take time. Okay, if you say so. So this guy at least had a taste. Look, here's my answer. Leave Bill alone. Mm-hmm. Leave Bill alone. You're not in charge of Bill. If Bill's wife can't get him back to work and off the gram, why do you think you can? Leave him alone and let him destroy himself as he needs to in order to realize he isn't good at it. And you know what? Frankly, I don't know that many people that are great at it. You know who is? Who's that boxer that keeps making millions off fights and he's
Mayweather?
Conor
McGregor?
Paul?
Jake and Logan.
There's a guy who's good at it. He's not only does the training for the fights, but he's got enough run that he can put these fights together and actually make millions off of them. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a way. There's a guy who's figured it out.
Yep.
Everybody else, I feel like, okay, you know, one of those things I see girls, and they're beautiful, and I love beautiful women, believe me. But when you see a lady who's, like, looking, she's holding her phone, and she's bending it and showing you all sides of her, like, look, like, check me out. But really, she's checking herself out and loving herself, and it's such an unattractive look that it makes a beautiful person look like an asshole.
I know.
Like, you just go, oh, you're so gross. You are loving yourself, and this isn't even about me. You're alone in this
little
poster
making. It's a really unhealthy thing that's happening, because I do feel like people are basing their self-worth on what they look like and how many likes they get, and they take off more and more clothes. The next thing you know, they're on an OnlyFans thing. And not that there's anything wrong with that, being on OnlyFans. Do whatever you want. But I've seen that too, Vinny. Like, some of these TikTok things, I'm like, okay, so this chick just wants to watch herself do this dance over and over and, you know, check out her side boob over and over. Like, it's just, that in and of itself is super unattractive.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that's what this guy Bill's doing, but I'm with you. You can't do anything to save this guy. He doesn't realize.
At this point, you're trolling.
Yeah, now you're just trolling him, yeah.
Uh-huh.
What should he do, Bryn?
No, the person that's writing in, you don't do anything. You leave him be.
Yeah.
Leave him alone.
Yeah, yeah. Let him do his thing. And you know, this whole, well, he's doing it wrong. Well, is there a right or wrong? I mean, right. You know.
Is he hurting anybody?
Himself. He's got his three kids and his wife who works part-time.
They're the ones getting hurt.
Getting pretty bummed.
Yeah, leave him alone.
Yeah.
Leave him alone.
Sometimes you see, like, those families that get popular on there.
Oh, yeah.
Like, remember the one lady who, they adopted a kid and then they gave the kid back. It was a whole, I just thought, and they made a big deal out of it. Like, they took on a baby with special needs, and they were, you know, it was like, we have so much love in our family. And they had, you know, I think they had some kids of their own, maybe another adopted kid or whatever. And they, all of a sudden, that kid was gone. And people were like, where's the kid? And they finally had to come clean and say,
oh, that's right.
We couldn't handle it. Mm-hmm. It was a whole, it's just, you know,
it was
like they took the baby for social media.
Yeah.
Oh, this will get it. That's just gross.
There's
and wrong.
That one girl that walks up to people who are putting up BLM posters, and she's like, let me borrow a screw gun real quick, and act like she's putting a poster up, and they filmed her. And then she
I remember
away.
That one.
Remember that one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doing it
yeah,
for the
look,
gram.
I like Instagram because I get to see my friends, and right. I like being able to show my friends, you know, a picture of my kid or whatever, but I'm not preoccupied with it at all. In fact, if anything, I'm like, oh God, I got to post something because it's been a month.
Yeah.
You know, that's more like where I'm at with it.
Right, so, pressure to post.
I get there's a lot of people super into it. I don't like it.
They keep telling me I can make money off reels and stuff. I'm like, God, does that mean I have to sit
here for five minutes
and figure this out?
You and Vinny.
What?
Let me promote you and Vinny. Let's get this going here.
No, I'm not doing it.
Okay.
I don't think that that's
how much money
necessary.
Can I make, though?
Oh, my. I watched one girl who recently, I watched one of her reels, and she used to work for TikTok, then Instagram, and then she quit her job because she got her own endorsements, and her first one was like $10,000. Just to post like two videos.
But she must have a million followers.
She did get I think she had the same amount as like you two. Like you and Vinny. And
let's quit our jobs, guys.
All right, let's quit our jobs and just
look,
do reels.
This is I like in this.
People want
to
see old people having fun.
If you remember in the 90s, I was just starting out in radio and we were looking to do bits. There was always like, well, there's something happened. Grab a phone and get out there. Like it was always bits, and that's radio. That's the way radio was. This is similar to that. You have to constantly be one-upping yourself.
You got to fuel it, and
if
people go crazier
and
crazier.
I think it's easier to go crazy and crazy than it is to go heartfelt and winning. Like, how do you top the one that touched everybody where you ended up on the news cycle? And there's not enough weight. Like, that was a natural lightning in a bottle moment that guy had. that he won't be able to duplicate. It'll just be pandering.
And it actually, what a disappointing life. You know, when you set your sights on recapturing the lightning in the bottle, that you can't do it.
Right. You can't. Maybe, that's the thing.
Here's the problem. He's going to sign it. He'll be like, that's it. I'm not going to be an influencer. And he'll do this whole like post on it, all sad and stuff and thinking that it'll go nowhere. And then that'll put him back over the one. He'll be like, oh, I'm just going to just keep doing things about what a failure I am. And like the first one. All right, here's another one. Dating Sucks is the title of this one.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
Well, it's totally fun.
Hi, all. Please don't say my name. I've been listening to SMV since I was in middle school, and I'm in my mid-30s now. Oy. I love you guys and the show and still listen every morning and to all the secret shows. You are a big part of my routine. I hope you keep doing this forever. Hee hee. Funny enough, my sister came up on the secret show many moons ago when she had an awkward interaction with Human in San Francisco. I wonder what that was about.
Oh, this... I hope it's the lesbian one that he was hitting on the whole night.
It's not. This is her own thing. This is the soul.
Oh,
this,
gonna be good.
Is it a her? Okay. Yeah, it's a her. It's not about Human. I wanted to write in about something I wanted your advice on. I'm currently single and sort of kind of dating, but not really because it's pretty sad out there. V. Hale can back this up. I'd love to find a partner and start a family someday. I'm increasingly feeling the pressure because of my age, and as 99% of my friends and family are partnered up, married, and having kiddos. I have an old coworker who I worked with at my last job for about 3 years who has expressed interest in me and wants to try dating. We're close friends. He's met a lot of my family. They all love him and think we should try and date. Oh, boy. He's a good person, sweet, generous, successful, lots of friends, close with his family, all around fun. We have a lot in common, but we also disagree on some things, which I think can be overlooked. I've always brushed off the idea of us dating, but lately I'm coming around to it. Oh, desperation does terrible things to us. I think we'd be a good match, and he would be a great partner. My issue is this. I am not sure I'm attracted to him physically. We've never kissed or anything, and I'm worried I don't have the tingles and having a hard time getting over the hump. Does this mean I may not have feelings for him romantically? Also, am I settling because I feel old and single?
Yes.
Yes. I need some help figuring out what I should do. Overwhelming feelings of concern. Person not to be named. Please don't say my name. Yeah, don't do this. Because this guy is into you and you're going to try it and you'll give it the old college try and then you'll do it with him and be like, oh God, what have I done? Now you got to break up with him.
Holy shit, he's amazing.
No, that ain't going to happen.
It might happen. You don't know.
I don't think so. Look,
this is one of the things I have a problem with on the dating thing is that, and this is going to sound so cliche and that I almost don't like saying it out loud, but the idea that you go on a date. Hang out for a minute, but don't put anything to it. Just make it that moment. Have a meal. Take a drink. Say goodnight. See if you feel like seeing that person again.
Yeah.
That's a date.
I guess you could try a kiss, right? It doesn't need to be we went and banged.
Do I feel like this guy could be my husband? Like, that's where you go wrong because you hold anybody you meet in a day or even an hour or two up to the standard of, are they my husband? And of course the answer is no. And if they're dreamy enough and push all the right buttons and make you think that, don't worry, they're going to fuck that up soon enough. So like that idea that you're already down the road and you're with kidlets and you're on your fourth date, it's just you go too fast and that's where people get fucked over.
Yeah, it's also puts the stink of desperation on you, and that is a real thing. And the guy who's amazing, and you're an hour in, and you're like, I could marry this guy, and I'm 4 years down the road with kidlets already. You're gonna push that guy away because he just wants to have a date. We really are in our own heads and worried about just go on a date. You're right, you guys. Go on the date with the guy, give him a kiss, see if there's any tingles.
And the same is true for any of the dates that you take, like just make it a dinner out and a night out and hopefully it's fun. And if
without
it's not,
deciding by the end if they're for you.
Right. It's so impossible to put all of what you're talking about to a single date or even a month long together.
That's not how that evolves.
You're not building a relationship before you've met.
And she's known him a long time. Like, go do something fun that the two of you have talked about. Go put yourself in a position where maybe something could spark something, or it, and you know, give it a try. But I don't know. I don't have a good feeling about it. I feel like she's forcing it.
Well, yeah, but that's the point is, if you can go and hang out with the guy and not put a bunch of stuff on it, then give it a shot and see what happens. It's one night out. It's not a big deal. And that's the way all your dates should start, as just a night out, no big deal. Yeah. Let's see
it's
what
lunch,
happens.
Not life. Right.
And you know, the push to get those other things in life you want, I understand it, because you do, especially if you want kids, have sort of a
tick tick,
a back end deal happening. You know, that 39-40 thing is real.
Yeah.
I think the term is decrepit eggs, right?
Yeah, I believe that's the situation once you hit 30 or something, right? Doesn't Deepak say, forget it, save those eggs by the time you're 28.
Yeah, oh, I don't know great. Exact. I don't remember
that's
the,
right, Nikki.
I'm
save
late.
Save those eggs.
But no, but look, that's I get it. I see a lot of women caught in that situation. And on one hand, I'd say, like, it's very interesting to watch women as they're aging, and there's like, you have so much potential in the business world, and so many women are fulfilling those dreams, and that's a great mm-hmm. thing to see happen. Like, I mentioned once before about the new Supreme Court Justice Jackson, who was saying all the work that she had to get to this point often made her have regrets as a mom. Like mm-hmm. there are realities. There's only so much time in a day, and there's only so much you can accomplish, and you'll feel guilty. Like, that stuff ends up becoming real for a lot of people. And that, and I'm talking about a school teacher, not
yes.
a Supreme Court justice.
Not
I'm
necessarily.
Talking about a tech business woman who works from home. Christina's constantly grinded, constantly. So on one hand, I get that you would want to have a family in it, but you may not need all that. It may not
and
be
you
in the cards
have
for you,
and
that's okay.
And you can have a fulfilling and complete life without it.
Mm-hmm. And as soon as you let go of that grind, you probably meet someone cool, and then you'll be like,
you won't have
partnered
that desperate
and
stink
that
on
way.
You, and that's it, right? You can always adopt.
Or not.
Or, right, or not.
Or not. Not everybody has to have kids, and you don't need to do but that.
But there's no prescribed life. Like, you're going to live the life you get, and, you know, sort of judging what you're doing in your life by what your friends and other people in your family are doing, it's not really the way. It's not healthy.
Right.
Because you would just put so much pressure on yourself. I should be doing this. I wish I was doing this. Just, you know, do what you're doing.
Well, lunch. There's just, you know, one thing that happens. Mm. You might be sitting there going, I want a full life. I want all the things. And then all the things are piled up on top of you at once. And you go, you know what I want? Half of the things. Half. Less than half. It's too much.
What I used to have, where I was, you know, had time in the day. And
I used to read a book.
The grass is always greener.
I used to go to a show.
Yep. I remember John and I went to, I was heavily pregnant with Riley, and we went to a movie. He's like, this is probably the last movie we can go to for a while. And it's true. Like, I think he was 3 or 4 years old, and we took him to see, you know, Cars, or it wasn't Cars. It was something earlier than that. Some Pixar movie was his first movie. Bug's Life, maybe. And it was,
I was just about to say, it was probably Bug's Life.
Yeah. And it was very,
Bug's Life's not as good as I would have hoped.
No, Bug's Life's all right. That's a good one. But anyway, it was one of the early Pixar movies, and we went to it, and I realized, I thought to myself, he's right. I haven't been to a movie theater in 4 years.
Yeah.
Like, this is amazing. And they've got kettle corn. Let's go. Oy. All right, that's going to do it for today's Secret Show. Send your emails, any thoughts and advice that you might need, problems that you've come up against. We solve everything. We're great at that. Call it bad advice, just a disclaimer, so you can't splash it back on us. Send them to Bryn, BRYN, at RadioAlice.com. And on Friday, all this week's Secret Show episodes drop as podcasts, so if you miss one of the daily feeds at 10 o'clock on the Odyssey app, no worries. You can get them on Friday. Have a great day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.
The end.